This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A hearing on a bill that many in agriculture are calling a farm killer continues, with testimony being heard both for and against House Bill 1838, or the buffer bill. Washington State Dairy Federation Executive Director Dan Wood says the bill would require greatly expanding the buffers between water and agriculture, which in theory would protect salmon.
This is one of the most devastating set-aside bills we've seen in the last three decades.
Wood says it makes it illegal for farmers to grow crops on portions of their own land.
There's a river, a stream, or floodplain, they're going to go 100 to 250 feet back from the high water mark or the outer edge of the floodplain. So it will wipe them out.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, this is what the governor has been pushing. Who wrote it? I don't know. The Capitol Press got a story that the chair of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, he'd say, I'd like to know who was consulted on this, because it wasn't us. And Department of Ag is noted as not being consulted as well.
Another example, Wood says, of the urban-rural disconnect.
I don't think even the governor understands the magnitude of what he has proposed here. It's a farm killer. It's a affordable housing killer. It's a food security killer.
Wood says be sure and contact your lawmakers and let them know why HB 1838 is such a terrible idea. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.